Children aren't the only ones benefiting from Indiana's state-funded pre-K program. On My Way Pre-K started in 5 counties, and it did well, so the state expanded it to 15 more counties. Officials say the goal is to continue expanding, but as WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, there are still issues to work through in order for more communities to feel the impact.
Education advocates praise the benefits of quality pre-K. It not only prepares young children for kindergarten, it teaches them social skills, how to balance their emotions, and more. Jeff Harris is the Director of Public Affairs at Early Learning Indiana, a nonprofit advocate. He says quality pre-K can even save money for some community-wide issues.
For every $1 we invest in early education, it's a $4 savings down the road. That's a savings in everything from criminal justice to the social safety net type savings for that person because they become more productive over the long run.
But it's not just the children who are benefiting from On My Way Pre-K. Recent studies show parents benefit as well because it's a stable childcare option. That holds true for Kendra Harper. Her daughter Bailey went through the program in Marion County. Bailey's an only child, and Kendra noticed she became more independent.
She was able to, deal with other children better, handle her emotions. She was almost ready to read when she came out of pre-K.
But Bailey attending pre-K also helped Kendra finish up her law degree and work part-time at the Attorney General's office. She had peace of mind knowing Bailey was being taken care of.
And it did give me an opportunity to complete a host of internships and clerkships throughout law school because experience really matters. So without her going to the Reliable Center, we probably wouldn't have been able to do all of that.
Data shows more than 27,000 low-income kids in Indiana don't have access to quality pre-K. But the state is slowly starting to change that. Governor Eric Holcomb approved 15 more counties last summer to participate in On My Way Pre-K. Monroe County is among them and launched its program this month. Tina Peterson is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County. She says 50 spots opened for families.
When this program came along at 127% of poverty, we thought, number one, thank goodness that we as a state are finally getting there, and number two, we'll have plenty of kids for this program.
But Peterson says it's been shocking. Not even a third of the grants have been filled. On the surface, she says the application process is simple. Parents can just log in and apply online. She shows me on her own computer.
If we click on the link for the application, so it's going to ask for family information, names, date of birth, language spoken. They're going to ask about your family size, your family's monthly earned income.
But as Peterson scrolls through the pages, she says some families don't even have a computer or internet access. There's also a lot of paperwork involved.
The language that we're using isn't always understandable. And this is, of course, language that's being used across the state and all those communities are doing that. So I think there's some things that we can do to improve and make that process more user-friendly. And I think we feel very hopeful about that.
In addition to meeting income requirements, parents also must be working or be taking part in educational training. Peterson says that's another challenge to combat. And these are just some of the issues Peterson sees. Monroe County's enrollment period ends this weekend, and plenty of spots sit open. There could be as many as 200 spots to fill in the fall. Peterson hopes the state can work to make it easier for families so more kids benefit.
Early learning really shouldn't be an option for kids. It's just a very important part of the continuum of learning for kids.
That, she says, will have a ripple effect on the entire community. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.
Legislators have proposed a bill that would relax some of the eligibility requirements. It would no longer require parents to work or be seeking employment or participate in educational training.